Beers with Chad.
All right, so Beers with Chad, 2 in 1 day. I won't come out with it in the same day, but I'm joined by Mr. James Hoffman, Mrs. Melissa Davis, RP doctors, yes, doctors of science and exercising and bodies and whatnot.
Biceps.
Yes. Did we ever get a final count on your front double bicep poses?
I did so many. I don't know. I did a video before with Chad, and he was laughing at me during the video because I kept flexing while I was talking, like, over and over again.
Like, at least in the teens.
I mean, he does that at home, so I can't say I'm surprised.
I was just so amped. I couldn't help myself.
It was like every time he said the word hypertrophy in a video about hypertrophy.
Hypertrophy.
And this.
Trying to work on your hypertrophy. It was, you know,
I feel like Mike's counterpart to that is the pec flex. I bet you every time he says hypertrophy,
pop,
it flexes.
Pop.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like it was like a little kid singing at like Sunday school. I've got like hand motions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your hypertrophy hand motion.
Somebody always, like, whenever I post a video on YouTube, somebody will always point out something stupid that I'm doing. They'll be like, James, what do you keep looking at off the camera? And I'll watch myself and I'm like, doing something dumb. I'm always doing something dumb.
Oh.
Hands down.
I said all right 45 times in a 14-minute video once, so...
All right.
We've all got our thing.
I get shit for sitting so close to the camera. Everyone's like, is she a giant woman or is she just really close to
the
camera?
Like when cats photobomb people doing their videos,
yeah,
and
I'm always
teeth.
Like, hey.
it is always... Whenever we do hang out, I'm always like, God, we don't hang out enough because we live so close, but...
We do.
I guess we're not supposed to have been hanging out, and maybe aren't even supposed to now.
Yeah.
The good news is that we only live at home. We don't do anything else.
Yeah,
so at the very least, we have been
social
quarantined.
Social distance life, so we're probably not bringing much risk to you.
Yeah, I feel relatively unaffected by coronamania as I work from home anyways, with the hand surgery.
Oh, yeah.
That timing worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu schools being closed wasn't really a big deal. I mean, my training otherwise has just been... dog shit, because it's like, okay, I can do a bunch of belt squats and like walking lunges, but
yeah.
I've only had this on the last like week and a half, but before
right,
it was
so you
more,
haven't been able to grip.
Yeah, it was a bigger cast before, so and it's like, well, you know, I'm not really training for anything. It's very easy to lose motivation, but
what can you do now? Can you grip stuff yet or at all, or like,
yeah,
can you do like light stuff, like upright rows or anything like that, or like,
yeah, I mean, if I'm
just leave the thumb out of it.
But I start like rehab stuff next week, so
that'll be good.
We'll see. I started playing Madden yesterday.
Very thumb intensive.
It's like a light
thumb
rehab.
Good warm up.
My old roommate Kyle would kick my ass at Madden, and I would get like irrationally mad. You know, like just typical like bro style. Just like fuck, and I would hit the dive button on the tackle too much. So my guy would just go like totally vertical and just miss, and he would just.
Or you just died in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
exactly
this continues.
That.
Like, you act like this was in the past. He sits at home and plays video games, quote unquote, for entertainment, but he's just like pissed the whole time.
I can't help it. I just get so
it's
into
like
it.
A reverse anger management.
Yeah.
It's like therapeutic.
How to make you more mad.
But it's just making you angrier.
Yes. Doom Eternal had me going for a little while there, the new Doom game. It's like just incredible violence. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. So, relatively unaffected by coronamania, but haven't gotten to train any jiu-jitsu for you.
Yeah. Well, a little. My coach has been doing virtual classes.
Okay.
And I've finally, after many weeks, talked James into being a dummy.
I didn't say I wouldn't do it.
It just took a while for you to actually do it.
She
we had
was
an
doing
incident
drills.
The other night.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just laying there, letting her drill on me. And she's not, like, being courteous... drilling partner, and she just neon bellies me to the point where I have a projectile fart.
Luckily, we were muted in the group class, but
it was just like
I have the habit belly. Of being the smallest person in class, which comes with a really awesome entitlement to be as rough as you want with everyone because they're bigger than you. So
I didn't
change that.
Yeah, I have the opposite.
Right.
Be gentle.
Are you okay over there?
Have I crushed your internal organs?
By the way, I feel honored to be finishing the beer that you started earlier at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier today.
We didn't cover that part. So I'm drinking from Abnormal Brewery, Simply Different. Which is a... Ask if I feel like a boss. Yes.
Check.
Boss ass bitch. And a flagship San Diego IPA boss pour. James is double fisting with the leftovers of my coffee stout from this morning's beers with Chad about Thor's 501. And what's the other one you got?
Hams.
Hams?
I'm it's cleansing like, my palate. It's like a Wisconsin
if
classic.
If anyone wants to understand hams, look up Hams commercial bear on YouTube.
Oh,
and you'll
it's
understand
amazing.
This beer.
That's a ham.
And how
hams
bad
with
it is.
Two M's.
So, like, in the Midwest, if you guys... People who grew up there know that, like, there's a cacophony of shitty beers that have come out of Wisconsin. So, like, there's, like, Schlitz, Milwaukee's Best, like, Hams is a bunch. Old Style. Like, there's so many. And this one was, like, a classic. I remember growing up. Like, this was the shitty, cheap beer. Everybody got it. And now it's, like, it's like, okay. It's not, no, it's no longer terrible. So I'm a little disappointed, but.
Like, when you get your buddy gets a fake ID from his brother, his brother, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, get the as many as you can
yeah.
for these $20.
Yeah. And they get you a big thing of Hams or Hams Light, and you're like, ooh.
That, for me, we definitely had a phase of drinking, like, Mickey's. But Steel Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit of Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve's a rough one.
And getting the Foster's that comes in, like, the really big
can. Oh, yeah, the big can.
Which I just got as, like, the novelty of, like, oh, look at this big guy. But yeah. The beer, like, kind of looks normal size because he's so big.
Foster's is, like... unfathomably bad. And I drink like nothing but shitty beers, and you have a Foster's and you're like, what the fuck? What is this?
I love how mad Australians get about it too. They're like,
yeah,
that's
they're
not
like,
Australian for beer.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's peace.
Incredible brandy though. And then Mel's got a Charm City Meadowworks. Is that a
Meadworks. It's like a mead.
Okay. At Elderberry Mead. Fantastic. Well, cheers, guys.
Yeah,
cheers.
Let me get this one going. Awesome to be back. This is very much like syrup.
So
cleanse my palate.
Definitely one of the changes of Corona time, though, and a shared passion for us is MMA.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so stoked they finally got some events going.
Yeah, next weekend it's just going to be like back to back to back. Is it Fight Island next weekend?
No, so they're going to do it at the Apex.
Okay.
But I was so pumped for the Fight Island stuff. I guess...
I've still seen stuff saying that it is real.
They said that he's going to do it subsequently, but they were putting in, like, infrastructure, because this place didn't have anything. And it used one of the commissions that, like, the reservation had used that they had done in the past, because they had done so many events in the past on either reservation land or they used the reservation commissions.
Yeah, Tachi Palace.
Tachi Palace, yeah. If you watch, like, the old WEC replays, like, you'll see the Tachi Palace thing. So it's, like, a tried-and-true organization for them. And so I was so stoked. He was saying that they were putting in, like, roads, electric, like, actual infrastructure on this island because there wasn't anything there.
So was this the same island as Fyre Festival, or was it Jeffrey Epstein's island? Which one was it?
I have no idea.
I didn't even know that was it could have been either of those.
Either way, that's amazing.
I hope it was one of them.
Dude, and the card coming up is stacked. Like, have you seen the main card?
For 250 or
240, whichever one, the next one,
yeah.
Yeah, I think 249 now just is lost.
Just
in,
like
in
got
history.
Flopped
yeah.
into 250, yeah.
Like, almost every one of those fights on the main card could be its own, like,
headliner. Yeah.
So I am so amped. I think are they doing it in Florida, or are they using Florida as the backup? I think they said they were going to do it at the Apex, and then, I don't remember, I got mixed up. But I really like that Florida, like, opened up things like WWE. And so it's kind of like the tip of the spear moving forward. I mean, some people have mixed feelings about that, but I think it's great that
it's a lawless swamp.
Yeah.
We expect nothing less of them.
And, like, that's the thing. Exactly, that's the thing. So, like, Florida opens up sports, right? And everyone goes, like, oh, it's fucking Florida, whatever, right? They're weird. But then it's like, once somebody breaks the ice, other people start following suit.
Yeah, I think Texas is pretty opened up now, too. They could probably do something
also
there.
Also not a surprise, yeah.
Yeah. I know where we're moving, Montana is supposed to be opening up
well. They have opened up... they've started soft opening right now.
Mm. So I'm amped for this... The UFC coming back. Did you watch any of the Submission Underground stuff the last couple times? They've had two events since quarantine started.
I have not seen those.
Oh, it was
pretty
good.
Sweet. They're putting Chael in, like, a... a silo.
He's there
by
in like,
himself,
a, like a silo.
Like, and he's watching on a screen and commentating. It's interesting, but it's cool.
And they made him do like no gi, full spats, and they had only, like, they had, as soon as they competed, they had to leave immediately, and like nobody, they couldn't cross paths with another fighter.
Yeah.
It was this crazy thing, but they pulled it off, and they did two events since the quarantine start. And that was cool.
Did they have tag team jiu-jitsu?
They didn't do the tag
team. No tag team.
Too many people. But
I
that
really like
also
that.
Is awesome. I really like that. The one they did with Craig and Vinny and the other guy, like that one was a bust,
yeah.
But the other ones are fun.
Yeah, those have been pretty interesting to watch. So to that effect, jiu-jitsu, what is about to happen to it? I mean...
Yeah, it's crazy. There's no pans, no worlds, which is... absurd.
Yeah, and just the idea of the schools coming back, I mean, with the phasic structure that old Gavin Newsom here in California
yeah.
is going with, it's definitely...
It's really hard to socially distance in your gym business when you're...
Yeah.
the training involves
and like Zach has his petition going around, which I think has 20,000 some signatures now, about, you know, addressing like small private gyms.
Yeah, I signed it.
Than big box gyms, and all right, that's very understandable, and I signed that too. Like, yeah, you can have 10 people in there, and you don't have to touch each other to lift weights.
Right.
But I would have a hard time imagining an argument where jiu-jitsu schools could be like, yeah, we should fit in with this if anyone gives a shit.
Yeah, I was thinking
about
I mean.
Petition.
I don't know exactly how it works, but it seems reasonable to me if you space people out. A lot of people have a jiu-jitsu partner, so all of the,
yeah.
like, jiu-jitsu couples out there could come in and be 6 feet away and drill in front of a teacher who could correct them from a distance. Like, it's feasible, but it's just unlikely that those people are going to stick to any kind of socially distancing, any
yeah.
distancing when they're there. They're going to roll.
Talking with some of the guys from my school, some of the professors, they were talking about, you know, limiting classes to 10 or 12 people or whatever, and like you just have the same partner for the
yeah.
whole class, because if they aren't able to get something earlier than whatever phase 4 may be,
yeah, we're gonna lose half the, if not more, of the gyms in California.
Yeah, it'll be a tough bleak existence for jiu-jitsu-eros.
Yeah.
I tend to be kind of conservative on this issue, where I think that people should be allowed to make like the choice based on the level of
yeah.
risk that they want to assume. Granted, I understand that that means like whatever risk you're assuming, you also are imposing on other people, but if you are willing to do it, your partner's willing to do it, and you're willing to have like some level of social responsibility and not like go and, you know, 28 days later vomit on people all the time, like, yeah, I think
yeah,
that's
okay.
Yeah,
to me, like, when there was a concern about hospitals getting overwhelmed and people dying unnecessarily, I was perfectly happy to stay home and follow the rules and, you know, Instacart my groceries, but in the face of evidence that that's not the case and we're shipping ventilators out, I'm like, all right, we need to start considering.
In a couple of counties, unrelated to jiu-jitsu, but they had, like, in the Central California, said that they had zero COVID cases and they were going to open up their
yeah.
stores, bars, restaurants, regardless of the Newsom's orders. So it's like...
Yeah. I think it's a very funny, like, false dichotomy that we've created, that we either have to be completely shut down or completely pro-opening
no.
all businesses
right.
immediately, and I think there's something in between, and hopefully jiu-jitsu fits in there somewhere.
Who would think that there is possible
nuance
to it.
Imagine
topic.
The gray area.
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting thing. I mean, I saw the, you know, because the beaches were open here in Orange County last week, and they're trying to take pictures from these perspectives, and it's like, oh, it looks so crowded when you take the picture down the beach, but then the
yeah.
aerial shots all spread out.
It's really funny, when things started getting real, we were still in Thailand, where no one was giving a shit about anything yet.
Mm.
So we didn't really
just
even...
Just typical Thai
Yeah,
procedure.
We didn't quite understand what was going on yet. And we were, as we were traveling home, they were showing pictures of like, look at the airport in Bangkok. It's dead. There's no one there.
Yes,
we're,
oh
I
my
was
God.
Like, I'm literally standing in here right now, and that is not true. Like, someone went there at like...
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night and
yeah.
took a picture. It's just really funny how the media is sort of pushing things in whatever direction gets the most clicks.
And even when
yeah.
we came back, we were kind of, everyone was hyping us up like
oh,
all
yeah,
the grocery stores are empty
yeah.
and everything's bare. And we came back and it was like, yeah, there were some things like toilet paper, paper towels, and like some food items were hard to get, but everything else was
yeah.
normal.
I remember getting, I think when we got to about 3 rolls of toilet paper left and we hadn't seen any of the store, that was the moment of like,
yeah.
okay. Well, maybe a bidet would be a good investment.
I can't get down with the bidet. I
love bidets.
I hate it. They just get all swampy and gross. And
you're supposed to wipe the wetness off, but the difference is you just do one wipe, and it's just to dry. It's amazing. You, with like your hairy man butt, should appreciate bidets even more.
I've tried to use it. I just can't get it going. I just leave there feeling ooky and gross.
So you guys are about to make a big life move here.
Indeed.
Moving to the forest of Montana.
Yep.
To escape the coronamania now, as you guys are doomsday preppers now.
That is partially
more of an escape the smog and traffic.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're fortunate in that we mostly work from home when we're not traveling, and we just decided we wanted to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Montana's pretty sweet.
I saw the drone footage of it. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a cool... That whole area is really cool. It's one of the few areas where it really feels like you're kind of untouched.
Yeah. I mean, so how out there are you going to be from...
It's interesting because we're not actually... There's a main highway that's just a couple miles away. It's down a dirt road, but a couple miles away is the main highway that goes directly into the town of Missoula, and there's like Walmart, Costco, everything you could possibly need in Missoula.
It's
so
a college
really,
town, yeah.
Yeah, we're really only 25 minutes from like civilization, good food, good coffee, and all the grocery stores we need, but it has a very like desolate feel at the house, which is kind of like the ideal combination for us.
And it's nice too, because I think most people's perception of Montana is like what they see on Yellowstone or any of those other shows where it's like all cowboys and like really conservative people. It's definitely that, but this particular area seems to be like
a
nice,
you go to Missoula and there's
nice
like
blend of,
a guy with a lip ring and a mohawk serving you like $6 espresso or whatever. And like
yeah, and I think like some people maybe people who grew up in Montana aren't into those that infiltration, but
it's definitely
a nice blend.
The town is definitely nice, like modern, progressive, like socially progressive town, so you don't feel like you're in hillbilly land.
Have you gotten any Montana insider tips from Max Montana? I mean, that's not a joke when I say that.
No, he was so stoked.
His
when we
middle
told
name
him.
Is actually Montana.
Yeah, no, we were talking to him about it a little bit, and he was so amped to hear.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't remember if he was pro Bozeman or against Bozeman.
He just said Bozeman had gotten crazy. Just like it's like $1 million to get a
really
condo
expensive.
Downtown
that's
now. Yeah.
If I need to find like an adult video store, I know who to ask.
We just gotta look for that kid dressed up in a Spider-Man outfit with his boner looking through the with a Spider-Man costume.
Some of those stories are just absolutely crazy.
They're pretty excellent, but what's the jiu-jitsu scene like in Missoula, Montana?
Yeah, so there's four different jiu-jitsu gyms in Missoula. The only one that has sort of a known name is an SBG. So in my
I love
secret,
that name. It's like such a
straight
bro
blast
name.
Gym.
Straight Blast Gym.
Yeah.
That could totally, they could spin off into a multiply powerlifting federation.
Oh, yeah.
No
like,
problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Easy.
But yeah, in the back of my mind, I have like a secret hope. I have a couple other friends who sort of want to move to that area eventually, who I train with, and I have a secret hope that eventually we'll like take over one of the small gyms and make it a one affiliate and force Jiva to visit us twice a year.
Nice.
For it being such like, I mean, a relatively small town, like I was surprised that there were so many options. I figured there was going to be like one martial arts place.
Yeah,
period.
No, yeah.
Right. Like,
I
let alone like four jiu-jitsus and a couple other
college town. There's a lot of young people looking for stuff to do, and jiu-jitsu's become really widespread. So
yeah,
and I'd imagine a big part of this move, too, is in your pursuit of Bear Grylls, female Joe Rogan type of status.
Absolutely.
Hunter.
I've already purchased
Rattler.
My Montana hunting license, and I have a deer tag and a turkey tag for fall because I intend to murder a turkey on my property and force my family to eat
every time
I cook it.
Every time we've gone to the property, there's just been like deer all over, turkeys all over, and like giant fucking turkeys too. I mean, like they come and there'll be like 13 just going across the road, like, and they're
but coronavirus
huge.
Has actually interrupted my plans because I had the California has a bunch of really cool hunting classes, advanced hunting classes, and there was a game processing and cooking class. So I was gonna learn how to process a turkey correctly and cook it. And that got shot down because of coronavirus. So now my family gets
Who knows?
Whatever
we'll
I
see.
Manage
Who
with
knows
my
what
dead
happens.
Bird.
is this bow hunting or gun? Is gun hunting the term?
Rifle. Yeah, rifle hunting. Yeah. I have a rifle. I've never shot a bow, so I've only hunted with a rifle so far. But there is an archery range on our property already, so I figure I might as well learn that.
And a pistol.
Marissa and I went to an archery range in Mission Viejo a couple months ago.
How'd you do?
I had better than her.
She might come in here if she hears you say that.
There was definitely... You guys are probably both pretty good because the weight that you can pull, like the heavier weight that you can pull, the straighter your arrow goes for further, so...
Definitely.
It's an oddly, like, strength necessary sport.
When I was in Tennessee, people would go turkey hunting with shotguns, which like blew my mind because
I
was imagining like
the
spread
the
of a shotgun. Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Because it just blows, I would imagine it just blows them to pieces unless they have some kind of shot that I'm
not aware
of. I mean,
if you get different, you can load the shot differently, but still, you like, I'm assuming.
But then you get that, like, you get the meat from the turkey, it's just full of shot.
Yeah, I'm assuming you like blow its head off.
Oh, maybe, okay. I was like, a shotgun against a turkey? Come on now.
There's different shot has different spread, but.
So what's, you guys got a good bit of land up there. What's the most dangerous game type of scenario?
Well, there's definitely grizzly bears up there.
There's wolves.
No, I meant human hunting.
Oh, human hunting.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't come down to that. Montana's one of those states very much like Tennessee where it's like, you don't wander off too far on like people's property. They're very like pro personal property, pro Second Amendment, pro all of that stuff. So,
I have an Onyx subscription, so I can check public and private land, so I don't wander onto anyone's property.
But we have a pretty good spot. We don't have to wander too far. They're really big on public land too, so like it's really easy to get access to hiking and being in the wilderness and not having. I mean, like California does a really good job, but I feel like you always have to have like your adventure pass or like this one's closed or you have to pay a fee.
There's just less people, so there's a little less regulation
and
stuff like that. And
most of the state seems like a national park.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. At least most of the western half. The eastern gets kind of flat.
Well, I'm excited to invite myself and Marissa to come and visit.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
We didn't get a 6-bedroom house and not have guests. We're going to be isolated and begging people to come.
Because upon your arrival, do you know any
Montanans?
Our realtor.
No.
She's cool. I told her she has to be our friend when we get there.
You could know her associate, who I played.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
that
right.
Was so that was so weird. I was
so
like, what?
So crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Right now, we're having the fun of trying to plan two cross-country moves, so we're trying to... Which is surprisingly hard, because I thought I would find long-distance movers who'd be willing to go to Montana, but they only are willing to go to, like, the major hubs.
Turns out when you live down a dirt road, there aren't quite as many moving companies
they're
available.
Like, yeah, no. So I found, like, a company that will move from California to their place, and then I found another one that will do Philadelphia. So I'm trying to move... Two cross-country moves right now. It's a little,
all of his furniture from Philly and all of mine from California.
It's a little bananas, but we'll get it done.
The upside is we can actually furnish that giant house since we both had our places before.
The the logistics of that got to be tough. Philadelphia is a
awful, horrible place.
Yeah, but as the de facto RP hub is about to come to an end.
I know,
You're giving up your place there. Mike and Crystal are moving to
Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
What is Charlie going accompanying him? Or
I have no idea because
Charlie's
now.
Staying.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going anywhere. But Jared, I'm pretty sure, is just following Mike wherever Mike goes.
That was a given.
Yeah. No, it was.
Mankini's going to
Mankini.
They've been working out a lot together, according to Instagram. There's been a lot of just, like, naked bro time lately, which is great. That's cool.
Have you noticed that when Mike is pretty lean, as he is right now, and all shaven, his resemblance to a mole rat? It is uncanny.
He's like a...
Harsh.
A mole rat with that myostatin deficiency.
Yeah, I mean that as an insult to both mole rats.
I didn't notice until you pointed it out.
You won't be able to get it out of your head now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I want him to grow the Abe Lincoln beard back just to prevent that.
Oh my God. He didn't lash, but he was a little mean. Somebody was like, no, it's Beard Mike. I'm like, oh, I'm RP Plus. Something to that tune. And he was just like, fuck you guy or whatever.
He has been dieting. He's grumpy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it happens. I don't blame him. We get a lot of, like, incelious comments.
I like this new adjective.
I know, we just keep, like,
incel
type behavior. Yeah, we get a lot of that. But it is, you know, it comes to the territory.
It would be, like, incellent, like insolent, but...
Yeah,
like
but incel.
Oh,
yeah, that's
good.
Good. That's pretty good.
That's good. I can't stand those incels sometimes. Like, Chad, how many guys do you get, like, when you post a video on YouTube or anywhere, and they, like, they give you the comic book guy treatment, where they're like, technically, this guy weighs in 102.7 kilos. What the fuck ever, guy? Shut up.
Not too much. I don't know if my behavior on my stream this morning is going to get me more or less of that.
Both.
If they're going to, oh yeah, give me the verbal punishment, daddy. or if they're
some people definitely tune into that. It's like, there's definitely people who are turned off by that, and then definitely people who, like, are into, like, the... Like, when you're in...
Any attention is good attention.
Yeah. Well, that, but, like, also, like, they like seeing other people, like, get intense and lash out at other people. You know what I mean? Like,
it definitely made me appreciate, you know, like, a ESPN, like a Stephen A. Smith type of person who's got tens of millions of people watching him every day, following him on Twitter, all that stuff, and they're going, I mean,
hard
shit, crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I felt bad for him after... That when he commented on the Cowboy Connor fight, I didn't agree with what he said, but so what? Like, that's fine. And people were going after him hard. I was like, chill out.
And Twitter, I'm not much of a tweeter, but Twitter seems the worst. Maybe Instagram, or rather YouTube comments.
Yeah, I think YouTube comments win, and then Twitter is like close second.
But yeah, there's certainly a loss of humanity in a lot of those things. Like, come on, people. Words hurt.
He's really good, though. It does make you appreciate somebody who's willing to be edgy and still, like, have such a strong presence. It's amazing.
You've got to have a very thick skin.
Cascadura.
And I definitely appreciate the... I mean, that dude's on for, like, 2 hours on First Take in the mornings. And then he's got a 2-hour radio show that is mostly just him talking by himself. And, you know, I probably do 2/3 or 3/4 Beers with Chad just sitting in front of the microphone or sitting in front of the camera talking by myself, like, as a monologue. And it's way, way different than having a back and forth, you know, doing an interview kind of thing. Like, you've got to just... flow, and it's
and you got to be up on, like, the current events. Like, you got to be able to go back and forth. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, I the first one I did like that, I gained a whole new respect for the Stephen A. Smiths of the world, who are just out there every day for hours and hours, just stream of consciousness.
Yeah, I feel like I can do that in text, but doing it on the fly in a video,
I would run out of things to say immediately. Yeah. It's like, ugh. Have you been watching the Last Dance?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
What do you think? Yeah, really good.
Incredible. So one of the talking heads that appears on there a lot is a guy named Rick Tellender, who is one of our weightlifters and now weightlifting coaches' dads.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like,
cool.
The Chicago sports writer. So Zach Tellender is the lifter. And yeah, his dad, Rick, was like writer for the Chicago Sun-Times through like all of the 90s, even up until... now, like, wrote the foreword for a book about Michael Jordan, a bunch of stuff.
Whoa,
that was
cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see him
on
there.
Cool.
But that era of basketball, really, like, starting in 93, so I was 7 years old, then we had these Sports Illustrated, the Year in Sports VHS tapes, 91 and 93, and I must have watched each of them hundreds of times. You know, we had the basketball hoop in the driveway. I had, like, the Nerf baskets on the doorway. I'm going, NBA inside stuff, like, every Saturday morning watching the games. Like, was so into basketball then, and played basketball up until high school, or up until 8th grade, because in the start of 8th grade I was only 5'2", and everyone else grew in 7th grade and I didn't. And then I was on, like, a traveling, like, an AAU team, and the coach was like, buddy, we love you, but everyone's so much taller than you now. Like,
yeah.
maybe you're welcome to be on the team, probably not going to play a lot.
I had the opposite problem.
You showed them.
Yeah. I was like 6'1" in fifth grade, and then just never grew anymore.
Yeah.
So we had two guys that I went to junior high with were both 6'5" in eighth grade, and they're both 6'9" now, and went to different colleges. One was National Player of the Year for volleyball at Pepperdine. The other one won national championship with UCLA. But that junior high team, we were very competitive. We were, like, mercy-ruling people.
Were you following out a lot?
I was stocky. I used my stockiness to my advantage, and I have two much older brothers. So, you know, when I grew up, when I was 6 years old and I'm trying to play my 15-year-old brother at basketball in the driveway, I was on Mel's side of the jiu-jitsu equation then. You get to be as rough as you possibly can. I developed those traits, but yeah, I've been loving that series.
It's definitely like very nostalgic. I'm not unique, but like anyone who grew up in Illinois at that time was like the only thing you cared about was the Bulls and watching that. And I remember I had like every T-shirt. I remember I had the soundtrack, and when that entrance song would come on, people would just like lose their fucking minds. It was great.
From North Carolina. Yeah. I 6'6".
I
almost used that song as my entrance for the Fight to Win.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah.
I played it and I was like, I'm not good enough to use this. While Big Papa was the song I used and I love that song, I didn't time it out well because it's all interlude. What I should have used, I'm a Real American.
Ooh, Hulk Hogan nice. Style, yes.
Could have worked the crowd with a couple of those.
We had to do that for the intro when we did a, like, he walks down the aisle, then I walk down the aisle for our wedding, and his song was, what's the name of it?
Hooked on a Feeling. Which there's a solid 2 minutes of Ooga Chakas at the beginning of the song.
So we had to be like, can you please cut out like 75% of the Ooga Chakas first? Otherwise the song is not going to come on.
The DJ was like, here, try this one. Now try this one. I was like, this one. Okay, here we go. Good. Yeah. No, that's been a really great series. They have so many good ones. Even the ones, like, sometimes you just pop one on that you're like, I don't even know who this is. And they always end up being really interesting.
Well, if the listeners are interested, probably 7 episodes ago, I broke down my top 10 30 for 30s of all time.
Nice.
Ooh, very good. Yeah, they do a really good job on that stuff. They get you too, because like I think we're used to like the streaming services now, where you're like, I can just binge like any of this shit. And like this one, The Last Dance, I'm on the episode 4, and I'm like, why can't I finish this series? It's killing me. When are they going to reach the next episode?
Yeah, they know what they've got. They have a literal captive audience.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Cannot go. Especially here in California.
Yeah. The in the NFL draft last weekend, 55 million viewers.
Oh, shit.
And we had guys get drafted, number 1 overall draft pick. In fact, Joe Burrow. But
yeah, that's pretty sweet.
You know, Big Dick Joe, Tiny Hand Joe. But
so that just made me think. Do you remember a couple years ago there was a guy doing he was doing the sprint, and his like dick fell out during the sprint test.
Yeah.
Not that I like wanted to see his dick this many times, but I watched that video over and over because it was so hilarious. Just like the worst problem that you could, like, you're trying to have the performance of your life and your fucking giant dong like flops out while you're doing the sprint.
There was particularly remarkable results there this year. That Mekhi Becton is a 6'8", 360-pound tackle from Louisville. Ran like a 5'08", 40. And yeah, I was expecting him to run like a 5'4", 5'5", and he was, freaks. That was a fun process working with those guys. I'm excited to get to watch as their career goes.
It's funny, too, because like, you have to get them like, prepped for the actual combine test, like regardless of how you feel about the combine test.
For sure. You got to get them ready for the Underwear Olympics, not to play football.
Right.
That's a different situation, for sure. But, let's continue the rest of our barbecue and evening off mic.
A quick closing comment that brings together.
Oh my.
I just had a self realization combining football, basketball, and jiu-jitsu.
It was going to be combining floppy dicks, but.
Well, we could throw that in there too.
I wish I could.
During that basketball era, when that was really cool, I had a basketball thing on the garage, right? and I wanted to play basketball because that was cool, but I realized that, that wasn't really my skill, and my skill was total reckless aggression. So I convinced all the neighbor kids to play tackle basketball, which I excelled at, which is kind of a combination of football and basketball.
Have you seen...
Neither of which I can play, and so...
Have you seen
jiu-jitsu.
The videos of Khabib playing basketball?
No.
Oh, yes.
Is he playing male basketball?
Yes. They nice. They don't dribble. They run with it like a kind of football rugby style. And it's contact. A lot
yeah,
of contact.
That's how it's a lot of...
You should have played rugby.
I didn't know it existed, sadly. The first time I saw it was with you, and I was like, God, that sport was made for
That's why I stopped playing basketball, because I realized my only sport skill was pushing other fat
yeah.
guys around.
You'll enjoy the Khabib basketball air quotes
Pretty
video.
Much Khabib's life is like yeah. a highlight reel of weird videos.
It's just 10 Mo's shirts running around shooting horrible shots. Alright, that was Beers with Chad. Learn more from James and Mel at renaissancepeerization.com. Where to follow at Regressive Underload.
Yeah, Regressive Underload. There's an underscore between those words.
At RP Dr. James.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Chad Wesley Smith. All that stuff. You could use the code CWS to save from RP.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I'm trying to catch up to it.
How dare you?
And, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.